You're on The Burt Show.
So it was Kristen's idea, and I didn't think we'd get any takers on this, man. But if a guy wants to go out with you bad enough,
yep,
right, he will bend over backwards, and that's what we're finding here.
There's a couple of hoops he'll be willing to jump through. This came up on the show as just a random idea. I tend to have them. And it is similar to what we've done before, which is the relationship report card. This one's got a little different spin to it, where if there is a person who's been hitting on you, wants to go out with you, but you're like, on the fence about it, is this person like legit? Do they just want to hit it and quit it? Like, I'm not really sure. So you get their dating references. If they are willing to supply dating references, that's the first step. They're pretty serious about this. And then the second step is you get to hear dating references from this person's past ex to see if they are dateable or not. And I threw that idea out there. And sure enough, somebody hit us up. Cam was like, I work at a hotel, and there is a valet who's been hitting on me for a hot minute. I'm not sure if he's just trying to like get in my pants or if he's really serious about this. We both listened to the show.
They can both be true.
Okay, whatever. So I presented this idea to him. We both listened to the show, and he is game. He is willing. Chase was willing to provide her 2 dating references, but she wanted us to reach out because she didn't want to look like the crazy one.
All right, here's Cam. Hey, Cam.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. It seemed like a crazy idea at the time, but again, hey, you know what? And here's the real education. If a guy wants to go out with you, he will do what you ask.
That's a fact.
If he thinks you're that valuable and you ask for dating references, he'll go, sure, I'll provide them.
He'll figure it out.
That's what we got here. So, Cam, you met this guy as a valet, but you're just still kind of unsure about this dude?
Yeah, I'm kind of unsure and not sure whether it's a good idea to date someone that I work with and see all the time.
And that's understandable, but on a scale of 1 to 10, how cute is he?
8.
Oh, okay.
That's strong.
That's kind of a biggie right there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's see what we got going on here. So, Tommy, you want to take it from here because we reached out to him and he gave references, correct? And the first one is Alicia.
Yes, and we asked it to write in an email form, and Kristen has the email.
Okay.
All right, so this is reference number 1 from Alicia. Not going to lie, this is weird AF, but okay. Chase and I dated in college. We met freshman year in the dorms. We started dating and ended up going our separate ways the summer after our sophomore year. I had this study abroad deal, and he was going back home to work for his dad for the summer. I think we both knew this wasn't a forever relationship, and more of a convenient campus one. Anyways, there was nothing scandalous to the breakup. From what I remember, it was pretty mutual. Chase was a good boyfriend. He was super thoughtful. I got really sick with the flu second semester of my freshman year, and it was super sweet the way he took care of me. He got my meds, he got me Gatorade, he got me a cozy blanket, even kept me company, knowing he could get sick too. My friends all liked him. I'm trying to think of any red flags, but he's honestly a good dude. He was a gamer and spent a lot of time playing video games, but that's really the only critique I have. I was told I need to answer the question, would I hire him as my boyfriend again? Weird way to put that, but okay. Listen, the answer is no. He's not my forever partner, and I'm not his. But that doesn't mean I don't think you should go out with him. You totally should. Hope that's what you were looking for, Alicia.
Is that what you were looking for?
Wow, that sounds really good. Mm-hmm. I like that.
That's a positive reference.
Yeah. You can't get much more positive review than that.
Right. You know, and I think even though it was in college, and I still think it speaks volumes about his character.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. But again, I just want to caution again that with references here, same as I said yesterday, if you're doing a resume and it's a work reference, you're only going to ask people that you know are going to give you a stellar report. And it's going to be the same this week also, right?
I guess so, but that sounded pretty honest, especially because she said, no, I wouldn't go out with him again, but you should.
Yeah. Unless his perception of one of these is really off, and then she comes on and she's like, no, that's not what happened at all.
All right, but we will have reference number 2 for you tomorrow, and then you can decide whether or not you want to give Chase a chance.
Okay, thanks, you guys.
You're welcome. All we're saying is give Chase a chance.
You're on The Burt Show.